The Lord is good.
I'm going to say that 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
commit your faith to the Lord Jesus. Now, while all this stuff is happening, the in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I'm going to
irrelevant for humanity. This word of God will never be irrelevant for humanity. I want to know that God knows God all kinds of things in this world. Sometimes you hear that weird stuff in the word of Scripture, like, oh, the word is true. God was the word. This went back to the Leviticus, the guidelines of our service about relationships with our family, relationships within the community, relationships between men and women, and relationships between humans and animals. And you want to say that God knew those all out to humanity, the death privacy, the privacy, and the blessing of people. And you want God to accept it, that this Bible is even more relevant to this of eternity. I want you to know something about this word of God that doesn't change. Jesus said yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to know that if the Lord can heal my word, this Bible, and write it again, He writes it exactly as it's written. And He would still make Jesus Christ the only way to heaven. He would still make God the Father, God the Father, and the Holy Ghost is still the Holy Ghost. During the Civil War. So what that tells us right now is that we figured out the best of the best when it comes to military, because we fought the whole rest of the world and all those other wars with 600,000 people going to die in that place in the United States. The war that took the most out of our American Civil War was the 500,000 that died in the Civil War. We have to have the Civil War so that we can come to a place where we recognize what the Bible says, that God says all the people is equal. But also want you to know that before the Civil War, one thing we knew about people in America is that they lived within the convictions that they believed in, because both sides of that war got their rights, and both sides of that war got just exactly what they thought they should believe in. I also want to reference this from yesterday. If you think about the fact that the Civil War is the most critical cause of division in the world, then that's just not true. In fact, the kingdom of God, the body of Christ, recognizes that division of Christ within the body is less bitter in truth than the fact of division in the world. That somehow we as a people, we got to have a picture within the differences in our which should not be made, because we should be talking about Jesus Christ. In the body, we found by the Son of God, the church would thrive. It wouldn't devour itself in any way, shape, or form. So let's remember that some of the most powerful conflicts, wherever they happen, are not the battles from within. They're always going to be the battles from within. Oh, I read it right there. I tell you what, can look at this significance according to him. In this way, by the people's salvation of the Spirit, it's the silence for life to be. It's so easy to be willing to put your life on the line, but it's got to be willing to make sure that he's good for what he's done, cares for what he was doing, and cares for what he intended to say. And that's a very different sort of thinking. All the areas of the God wants to call you as a church to understand that there is a calling to be a body of Christ, that there is a calling to the salvation that has never been experienced as the calling to be a believer. See, this calling to Christianity is calling into the life of God, not of whether people are going to go to heaven or whether people are going to go to hell. And let me tell you something. We pray, we read, and it is a serious issue. Anytime someone dies physically on this earth, it is very serious. It is tied up. It marks up by reality that is determining something that I want to speak to you today as a church, because somehow, as God's servant towards God, it's almost like we have relinquished the understanding that this thing is life or death. I want you to understand that I went to a mission recently, and they said that they have been oppressed by a mission, oppressed by another mission, and they've been learning how to do a war with that mission, and as they were beating that mission, and they said that was a mission that we did. But they said that the American soldiers started arriving in the mission, and they said it was so burdensome. They said it was so burdensome. They said because they had such respect for the children, they had such respect for the women, they were not only fighting the children, but they were places of refuge for the safety for. And they said that we would come at night and we would return. And this person was a refugee and said to me, I'm desperately needing that we would come and we would be here. And I would like you to understand something. That we would be willing to give it to them on their terms. Let me ask you as a church, what is our heritage to be? Are we living as Christians with our mind and death moving, not just the self-centered movement, self-centered in our mind, but are we living with the way that we would reach for community, the rescue, because don't you believe that this is a part of our responsibility? I want you to know something, that we are just one generation away from the destruction of the generation we live in. We choose that you would embrace the generation that speaks to the mandate of what creation has been doing. I want you to know that we have been approved into our military every year. But I want you to understand something, that we as the body of Christ need to be recruited into the body of Christ that we, and we as Christians need to be determined that we're going to live as Christians. It is a serious thing when we sit here and consider our lives. I want to know that last week I lost a good Christian friend of mine, and I did it because I heard that there's more than one given me a message about faith, hope, and love, and just establishing what he was working on in court and what he wanted to do. He went from finish to finish to finish, and was filled to the brim after 22 years of serving in the church for God. And in a moment of time, he died. And when I prayed, he would answer me. I had asked him in the forefront, Lord, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? He asked him to tell me. You know, we have forgotten that the Lord says, I am the God of covenant. I'm the God that loves you. I'm the God that will provide for you. But your responsibility is to keep His commandments. Listen, when you enter into a marriage covenant, we know that the man is to be committed and a woman is to be committed. But if you saw what is connected to marriage, we would immediately be disappointed. We would say, what's your problem, brother? Why don't you recognize that you have to do all that you do? You have to be faithful. You have to bring your money. You have to stand with God. You have to join together and work the truth. This is a part of marriage, and you better like it. And I don't understand how we can see that in the human context, but when it comes to our relationship with God, we want Him to save us. We want Him to forgive us. We want Him to make sure that we never have to go to hell. We want Him to make every day well. We want Him to make every day well. But where are we keeping our side of that cup? Because the Lord says that when He gives us what He's required, are we faithful? Are we upholding the Word? Are we living the way God would ask us to live? Are we sitting there saying, God, you took your side of the covenant so serious that you went to death, hell, and the grave to raise me up? I promise you, God, that I'm going to do my part. soldier in the army of the greatest king. On the other side. When I get to the other side, I will see better days. I will see peace. I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And when it talks about perfect love, cast that off here, what that means is that we might not be perfect. We might not be perfect, rather than perfect. But we can know this, that we are in the complete love of God. He's around us. He's surrounding us. He has placed us in the blood. He has given us the Holy Ghost and His mercy and grace. Will endure upon our lives from now till the time we go up, and we don't have to be afraid of our tomorrow. In fact, we can have an expectation that my tomorrow is going to be good because God will. If a man or a woman would say of that God hates his brother or his sister, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother or sister whom he has seen, how could he love God? For 20 years, does the wife always get the prize? Or for 20 years, does the husband always get the prize? How come sometimes the stronger can't burn the first of the week? And how come sometimes they can't change? That means that we both know Jesus. Come on, no one. You Thank you. Thank you. alive was, I got the real deal. Because I knew that. So which of you intending to build a city or else while the other is a great way off, he sendeth an ambassador and desires to visit the peace. So likewise, whosoever he giveth you, he will be bread. So that's what? Amen. That's what Jesus said. So likewise, whosoever he giveth you, that forsaketh the call, that's God. He did not do it. me, you pastor. That's a good word. You're encouraging me. I'm excited. You know,